Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I'm going to be playing my favorite songs, which I do each week, Monday nights from 7 to 8. I'm on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And we are, as of Monday of this week, broadcasting at 9,000 watts, which means we're reaching Bristol, Abingdon, parts of Johnson City, possibly parts of Kingsport, Marion, a whole new audience. So if this is your first time listening to us, welcome to WEHC and welcome to Wombats and Music. The title Wombats and Music is one I chose to allow me to put in anything I want. Wombats is sort of off the wall, so that means that I can stick in, it's a variety show. I do play mostly country, pop, and oldies. But I also stick in anything else. And the only criteria I have for putting something on my show is I have to just love it. I have to just think it's great. And I worried, this is my second year doing the show, I worried that perhaps I'd run out of things I thought were great after a while. Well, I haven't yet. And every now and then I'll play something from that I played before if I really like it a lot. So I've got a couple things this week that I played before. I'm going to start off with probably my favorite song these days. I've started off a number of shows with it. It's kind of like my theme song. It's Spanish Dancer by Patti Scialfa. Patti Scialfa is the wife of Bruce Springsteen and a wonderful artist in her own right and quite a history. She was, if you watch the Super Bowl this year at the halftime show, Bruce Springsteen was there with Patti, was up on the stage, the tall, good-looking redheaded woman. They're about 60 years old now, and she's been with him for a number of years. They have children. They're happily married. Oh, there were some wrinkles this year, but as far as I know, they're doing well. Patti wrote this song and sings it solo. It's not with Bruce Springsteen. This is Patti Scialfa with Spanish Dancer.
Oh, mama, there's a Spanish dancer. Steps I follow when he comes near. The red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened. Opens his arms and gathers them some fantastic tool that you should never be worthy of.
just like that Spanish dancer. I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I just like that Spanish dancer, I just like that Spanish dancer, I just like that Spanish dancer, I
that was Spanish Dancer by Patty Scialfa. Next, I'm going to play for you something that I hope you haven't heard before, just because it's such a treat. I bumped into it on a radio show. I get streaming from Maine. My son has a show, and the show following his always started off with this, was their theme song, and I just loved it. I had to kind of track it down. The song's well known, but the artist isn't. The song is Over the Rainbow, or Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which was from the 1938 movie The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland. Judy Garland sang it. Interestingly, one of the directors, the director, removed it, pulled it from the show. Didn't think it fit, but others overrode him and put it back, and it's been a classic. Many people have recorded it. This particular recording is by a Hawaiian singer named Israel Kamakawiʻōʻole. Israel died fairly recently. He was a giant man. He was 6'2 and suffered from extreme obesity. He weighed about 770 pounds. His music was beautiful, and he's considered kind of a national treasure in Hawaii. He's one of only three people buried in state in Hawaii, as I read the reviews. And he plays the ukulele and sings this song in a very gentle voice. So this is Over the Rainbow by, we'll just call him Israel. And notice that there's just one instrument in the song and one voice. All the other songs I play almost always have a band, a drum, orchestra. Here's what can be done with music with just one voice and one instrument, which he plays.
gonna stop. Wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney top, that's where you'll find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you did to, oh why can't I, oh, someday wish upon a star. Wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops. High above the chimney top, that's where you find me.
That was Israel Kamakawiwo Ole singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I don't know what genre that song fits in, but whatever genre it is, I would say that's the perfect song for that genre. Just a delightful sound. We're going to switch now, as I like to do, switch gears. We're going to switch gears a couple times here. The first time is we're going from that genreless song to country western. This is Charlie Pride, recorded in 1982. Charlie Pride was one of the few successful black country musicians of his era. He was a very popular artist, had many 36 number one hits on the country chart. How's that for a lot of hits? He just did a fantastic job. And this is one of the songs he sang that I liked a lot. And it's kind of funny, and yet at the same time, it's sad, tragic. And the name of the song is I Don't Think She's in Love Anymore.
Well, I came in late again last night. Really, it was this morning. I had my alibi. For down pat, I was gonna be charming, but the locks were all changed. I was stuck outside with a key that no longer fit. There was a note on the door that said, adios, sayonara, goodbye, this is it. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and locking her door. I don't think she won't take care anymore of my life. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before. The only thing she wants out of me now is goodbye. Almost down to cry, all ready to spill the truth. I see she's tired of my lying. Well, I was all ready to beg and plead and to turn over a brand new leaf. But the second she heard it was me on the line, I heard click, she hung up on me. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging
hanging up a telephone and locking a door. I don't think she wants to hear any more of my life. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before. The only thing she wants out of me now is goodbye. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and knocking the door. I don't think she wants to hear any more of my oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's not buying my life like before.
Charlie Pride with I Don't Think She's in Love Anymore. No, Charlie, I think you got that right. When they lock the door and you can't get in, it probably means they're not in love anymore. This is Harry Baya. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College, Emory, Virginia. And this is my chance to play songs I love. And the next thing, a friend of mine said the Wombats and Music, she said, sometimes you play Wombats. And so I got a Wombat coming up for you guys. This one is a spoken piece by a comedian, Justin Wilson. Many of you may know Justin Wilson. He was a popular Cajun comedian during the 70s and 80s, even into the 90s. He had a TV show, a cooking show. He taught Cajun cooking. He was an educated man and could speak well. But when he went into his Cajun persona, and he had worked in the Cajun area for early part of his life, he had a career doing things out in the country. He learned these stories. He used to have to go and speak to people and give professional talks, and they would lose interest, and he started putting in little Cajun jokes in there, and they liked that. And eventually he just switched careers and became a raconteur. He was from Roseland, Louisiana. So this is Justin Wilson. My father introduced me to this comedian, and I have a record by him, and I dearly love that record. It's called, well, I have a number of records by him, actually. But this particular joke, story, I guess you'd call it, is one of my favorites. I'll be playing more over the year, but this is the first one I'm going to play. And so here we go with Justin Wilson.
I got a friend was rich. Ooh, you just don't know. He got all well to pump all night and make more money he'd spend the next day, you know. And he brought himself down to New Orleans. He go to one of them hotels. He don't get a room, though. He gets you whole suites. And he's not there long before he called a bellman boy named LaGrange from Opelousas. LaGrange get himself up there and he say, LaGrange, I would like for you to get me a female woman. Oh, LaGrange, say, you got the rat man, I'll get you. What you want, a blonde, a brunette, a short hair, red hair, what would you like? He said, just a minute, LaGrange, I want a special kind of female woman. I want a female woman what's got red hair. LaGrange say, I can get that. She got to be 6 feet 4 inch high. And she got to weigh 75 pounds. LaGrange said, what you said? He said, look, I want a female woman who's got red hair, 6 feet 4 inch high, and weighs 75 pounds. LaGrange said, I don't thought I'd get one with met them specified. But my friend take a $50 bill out of his pocket and he tired and half, he give half of it to LaGrange. He said, look, that half a $50 bill. You get one with met them specify, and this other half, that's yours. And he put that back in his pocket. LaGrange say, me, I'm going. And he's gone. About 30 minutes, he called him back on the phone. He said, my friend, look, I find a female woman. She don't quite met them specify, but she's close. I guarantee you. She don't quite make 6 feet four. She just made 6 feet 3 3/4. Hitch. And she don't quite make 75 pounds. She don't weigh but 78 pounds. My friend said, well, brought her up here and I'll cast an eye on that. Well, he brought her up there and he cast one eye. That's all he used. He don't look her up but one side, too, you know. He said, that's close enough. Here's the other half of your $50 bill, LaGrange. Get yourself lost. Shoom, he's lost. He told them female women, they stood out in the middle of the floor and took all your clothes off of you and right now. She'd take them all from her and right now. And he go open the door to the other room in them suites and call his little daughter Celestine. Cute little girl. Not quite 7 or 6, something like that. Red hair. He said, Celestine, brought yourself here. I want to show you something. She say, okay, Papa. He say, Celestine, you see them female women out there in the middle of them floor? She say, yeah, Papa. He said, that's the way you're going to look if you don't drink your milk, I guarantee. Ain't you ashamed what you said? You should see the look on some of your face. You look so relieved.
So, that was Justin Wilson with The Milk Story. I tell that story when I can, but I can't tell it the way he tells it. We're going to move now to yet another genre. There is a show here on WEHC. It's I think it's called Oldies But Goodies. I don't have the show scheduled in front of me. It's Ed Hibbets, and he probably has played this song there. This is a song from 1958. It was sung by the Cordettes, and they usually sang, they were a female group, sang in the 40s and 50s. They usually sang a cappella, no instrument with them. They got together in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, of all places. And this particular song is one of my favorites from the 50s. It's called Lollipop. And you know, what makes music work? There's harmony. There's rhythm, there's the story, who knows? This one, the harmony and the rhythm are great, but the words are sort of sticking in my mind too. So here's Lollipop by the Cordettes.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, 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 oh, lollipop, 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 lollipop,
boom, 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 boom.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop,
boom, boom, boom.
That was Lollipop by the Cordettes. Not quite a cappella. There was a drum and some instruments in there, but the voice was the basic thing. So that's from the 50s. The next song is from the same era. This is from 1957. It's called Little Darlin'. It's by a group called the Diamonds. And interesting enough, they met a group of guys like to sing together, and they finally got an offer to sing at a Christmas party, and the lead singer couldn't go. He had to go somewhere else. and they pulled in another guy, Dave Somerville, and Stardom was born. They were such a big hit at the Christmas party, they decided to go professional. And this was one of their big hits. By the way, this song, Little Darlin', I read, was performed at Woodstock in 1969 by Sha-na-na. Little Darlin', by the way, is a Canadian group. I mean, the Diamonds, who sang this, are a Canadian group. So here is Little Darlin' by the Diamonds. Darlin' by the Diamonds. Before the next song, I want to take a little break and talk about things. I like to throw my own theories in here every now and then, just for fun. And this is one I come up with. I don't doubt that others have come up with it probably before me. I may even read it somewhere and just be recalling it. Still, I get a kick out of it. The point that I want to make is that music may be pretty primitive in the human race. Before there was language, my guess is that humans evolved the ability to make sounds and would communicate by screams and yells and so forth, and like animals do. You know, they can make a cry of pain or distress, and the mother animal comes running. So humans could do that. And I want to think that, or it amuses me to think that they developed a way of communicating without words that would involve pitch, you know, how high, how low, loudness, rhythm, and other things like that, so that we were communicating for many thousands of years through what we would now call singing, without words. And it was a way of expressing emotion, happiness, need, whatever. And that's the roots of singing and music, was the human need to communicate before there were words. Then as words came in, they, of course, retained some of the pitch. Is still important when you're talking. You know, you can get really low or really high, and how loud you are when you're yelling or excited, and rhythm if you're talking fast or slow or little things. All that's in there. One other quick story. I once overheard a conversation between two men that sounded like they were singing to each other, and after one of them left, I went to the other one and said, what language was that? And he said, tree. T-R-E-E, I think it is. Tree. I said, where do they speak tree? He said, in Ghana. I said, really? He said, yeah, it's not the only language there, but it's one of the languages. And I said, could I learn tree? He said, certainly, I'll teach you. And I gave him my name. He never called me. I still want to go to Ghana, and I want to hear tree. I've talked to Twangy Kasoma here, And she is from Africa and has been to Ghana a few times. And she confirmed that she also found the tree language to sound musical. So that's background, just general theory. Next song. The next song is just an absolute classic in my mind. It's by Mel Tillis, a country singer. Mel Tillis is the daughter of Pam Tillis, who's also a country singer, and had a number of big hits and had quite a stage presence, and I'll tell you how to see that stage presence. He had a stutter. Mel Tillis stuttered when he talked, but not when he sang. And this particular song double entendre is too weak a description for this. This is double entendre on steroids. And it's called I Got the Hoss. And if you really want to see Mel Tillis, go to YouTube and look up this is exactly the way it's worded. Mel Tillis sings an medley. I mean, it should be Mel Tillis sings a medley, but that's not what it is on YouTube. It's Mel Tillis sings an medley. And he sings four or five songs. The last song in the medley is I Got the Hoss. And it's a more amusing version than the one I'm playing. The one I'm playing is better music. But to see him on stage and mess with the song, so to speak, and have a good time. But this is Mel Tillis singing a double entendre on steroids, which I think is an absolutely wonderful song from 1978, and it's called I Got the Hoss.
Hey, baby, let me see your brand new saddle. I put that pretty thing up on my horse. Let's get it on real tight now, 'cause we don't want you falling off. I got the horse and she got the saddle. We like to ride side by side. Oh, I got the horse and she got the saddle. Together we're gonna ride, ride, ride in the moonlight by the river, by the honeysuckle vine. We'll be riding, peeping and hiding, till we see the morning light. Well, I got the horse and you got the saddle. We're gonna ride side by side. Oh, I got the horse and she got the saddle. Together we're gonna ride, ride, ride. Hey, baby, let's stop for a little while. I need to give my old horse a rest. And you know they ain't no use in us trying to wear out your brand new saddle. Hear the crickets singing softly. Never heard a sweeter sound. And you know crickets do their singing by just rubbing.
I Got the Hoss by Mel Tillis. There are a number of versions of that on YouTube by Mel Tillis, and the one you want to get is the one that's the Mel Tillis sings and medley. Don't get the others. I mean, they're okay, but that's the one that surely shows him at his best. Now, the next song is also a country music song, or equally eclectic, I guess you'd call it, I picked this up on a movie I was watching. It was called Space Truckers from 1996. And I got a big kick out of it. It was a spaceship movie, but it was all about truckers, the routineness of hauling freight around, you know, the different planets and things. And this song is about trucks, not about space truckers, but trucks. But it was the theme song, sort of the introductory song for the show. It's sung by Chris Knight. Chris Knight is from Slaughters, Kentucky. He's a songwriter, and he wrote many songs sung by various famous artists like Randy Travis. And I assume he wrote this song. So this is Chris Knight with a real rocking country song about truckers.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I keep on moving, keep on moving on down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I was 10 miles out of Nashville, doing about 91. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" But I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. Those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of my mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. But Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, "Dang, we drive them 18-wheeler, boy. You're the king of the road. You're the king of the road. And those big wheels of rubber gonna rub her off of your mind. I'm a highway junkie, I need that old white line. I'm a highway junkie, Lord.
Highway Junkie by Chris Knight. Earlier, talking about Over the Rainbow, I mentioned I wasn't sure what genre that was in. Well, Highway Junkie is certainly in a particular genre. I'm not sure what to call it. And in a subgenre of that genre. And I was just thinking, it's a good example of its type of music. And if you like that kind of music, then that was a trip. And if you don't like that kind of music, that must have driven you totally insane, because it was so much, so strong. Ah, what did you call it? Dirt kicking music? Boot stomping? Now we're going to go to the biggest jump for the program. I'm going to another spoken piece, and I really was trying to time the show to be absolutely sure I could get this in, because it's just such a different sort of thing. I didn't want to miss it. And it's by Ken Nordine. Now, some of you may remember Ken Nordine. He did a number of records and recordings. He was actually an advertising recording voice on the radio for many years. He had just an incredible voice for talking. And then he began to do little vignettes and stories and poems and things. And at one point, someone commented, one of the commenters said, he's really from the Beat era. But then another critic said, no, you know, he's not really the beatnik kind of guy. He's more like Franz Kafka or Edgar Allan Poe. In other words, he's got kind of a bizarre twist. And I think he makes these stories up. This one isn't as bizarre as some of the others, and I will put on some of the bizarre ones. But this one is utterly unique, I think. It's called The Sound Museum. It's by Ken Nordine, recorded in 1957. He had an album called Word Jazz. That was his first album, and I have that album. And there were just a number of incredibly strange and interesting things on there. And really, this one is a classic in my mind, and I hope you get a kick out of it. It's called The Sound Museum by Ken Nordine.
Right now, before we go anyplace else, I want you to go with me to a special place that I know. It's a museum, but it isn't an ordinary museum. It's a very abstract museum in which they show sound paintings. If you can say that you show sound. But I don't see why you can't. But here we are in this corridor. Some of the most beautiful works of art are here. Here's one right here. This is by a very fine young artist. Here, let me turn it on. $2,000 makes a lot of money actually doing these things. But now I'd like to turn your attention to this work by an artist who is a World War I veteran. Actually, I don't feel that this for me says what he intended it to say. And yet there are those who listen to it, and it says a great deal to them. Well, here, I'll turn it on, and you'll see what I mean. You can see that he uses limited color range. Of course, that's understandable. I'm glad that it's here, though. But, enough of that. Let's go on to the next work that I want you to see. Now, this is a sound painting that is indicative of the neurotic feeling of our time. The artist is very young, shows great promise, and I'm glad that the work is exhibited here. Let me turn this painting on and... I think you can see my point. Now, the artist that did this, fortunately, is under sedatives at the moment, and We expect that his later work will be much calmer and quieter, but we do like to give these young neurotic artists a chance. And so I'm glad that the museum has been big about the whole thing, as it were. But let's go on, because there's one work here that's been done by Janusz Cunningham. This is a professor from another country, actually, but his work is revered here. We have quite a few of his works, but this particular one I want you to listen to very carefully, because it has an exquisite sense of rhythm. This is a young man who has 6 children, and it's amazing to me that he can turn out this kind of work at home with the children around. But he says that they help him. If you'll read it, Cunningham, it says, "Dedicated to my 6 children." Well, here, I'll turn it on and you can hear it for yourself. Just beautiful. Yes, that is one work that the museum should well be proud of. However, I would like to have you come with me now, and we'll open this black door at the end of the corridor here. I won't be able to keep it open very long, and I think you'll understand why. Here, I'll open it like this, just a crack, and you listen. See what I mean? I'll close the door. There's a reason it's black. Here, let me open up this door. It's just covered with beautiful colors. And we'll hear what's on the other side of this door.
That was The Sound Museum by Ken Nordine, and I'll be playing some more Ken Nordine in future shows. That was one of the, I can't say stranger ones, but one of the stranger quiet ones. The next song is called Come Go With Me. It's by the Del Vikings from 1956 to 57. They recorded it in 56, and it became popular in 57. It was used in American Graffiti. And a little trivia, I look these things up on the internet to see what I can learn about them. When John Lennon was first seen by Paul McCartney, when they first met, John Lennon was singing this song, and Paul McCartney, when he heard him sing it, decided he wanted to meet him. This group is singing it as the Del Vikings, and the notes say they were the first racially integrated group in the 50s to make pop music and get on the pop charts. They met in the Army. They were all under 21. Had a hard time getting together because they kept getting transferred to different places, but later went on to make a number of hits, and this was a big one. While I was researching this, it mentioned that it was number 441 out of the 500 greatest songs of all time, as defined by Rolling Stone. So I went on the internet and found the list of 500 greatest songs of all time, defined by Rolling Stone, and printed it out, and found that, of course, some of my songs are on there, many are not, and a lot of other songs I've never heard of, and a lot of songs I thought, oh, I remember that, I'll have to put that on my show sometime. So you might be interested in knowing there is something called the 500 Greatest Songs of All Time put up by Rolling Stone, and I assume they have to update it every now and then. Well, anyway, this is Come Go With Me, from performed by the Del Vikings from 1956. It's an oldie but goodie, and perhaps Al Hibbets has it on his show. So here we go.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was Come Go With Me by the Del Vikings. This is Harry Baya. I'm your host on Wombats and Music, Monday nights from 7 to 8, and also often played on Thursday afternoons from 2 to 3, following Sybil Britton's reality show. The last song I'm going to play, we probably won't get to play the whole thing. I may play it again at the next show. A lot of the songs I play are songs I've heard and liked over the years. This one I heard for the first time last week. I happened to turn on the TV and pick up the final session of Scrubs. And this was a song they had playing in the last 10 or 15 minutes. And I'd never heard it before. It's sung by Peter Gabriel. It's called The Book of Love. Peter Gabriel was the lead singer for Genesis. He was later followed by Phil Collins. How's that for a combination of high-powered people? So we're going to play The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. I heard this song on the TV and immediately went off to get it, and it's already just one of my favorites. This is The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel.
boring. No one can live to dancing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me, and you can read me anything. The Book of Love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental, some of it's just really dumb, but I love it when you sing to me, and you can sing me anything.
Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. I'll start next week's show with that and play it all the way through. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, on WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Hope to be with you next week. Have a good week. Bye.